Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 443 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever. And coming up on the show this week, we'll be finding out about the Christmas shows at the Lichfield Garrick, meeting up with the cast. Also, we'll be having a chat with Jamie Russon of Moose Hole Music to find out about him and his work. And we'll be hearing some of his work as well, as he's produced a Christmas song alongside Dan O'Connor. Dan is our featured artist this week, so we'll be hearing from him. But first of all, last Friday was Panto Day across the UK, and in fact the world. So what better to do than go along to Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre and meet up with Flesh Creep from Jack and the Beanstalk, aka Graham Cole.
Today is Panto Day, and it's Panto every day right the way through till the 14th of January here at Wolverhampton's Grand Theatre. They're Paddy in Jack of the Beanstalk is Graham Cole. How are we doing, sir?
I'm good, yeah.
And enjoying
I'm
the panto?
I'm still in bad mode, so be careful.
Oh, okay, because you've just come off stage.
I haven't left that yet.
No. So how long does it take you to wind down from being a baddie?
Do you know, here at the Grand, it's been amazing because the cacophony of booze that I go out to is just stunningly beautiful. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love it. To come down, it's the same as any other production. 2-3 hours afterwards, you're still buzzing.
And we're between shows at the moment, so you're back on stage again for the 7:15 tonight.
Yeah, you're interrupting my yoga time.
So really that is what happens?
That's what happens. I'll have a bite to eat, take in some pasta, lots of water, and then I'll do about half hour, 3/4 hour, lay down, do a bit of yoga, maybe get a little 10-minute after the yoga.
See, if I'd been warned on this, I would have actually had plenty of space and we could have found a yoga studio.
You could have tried it, yeah, because I do the old Buddha thing as well. I really, transcendental meditation.
Really?
Yeah,
that's quality.
For a long time.
But I suppose in your game, particularly with something like Panto, that is so stressful and you're running at so many shows throughout the Panto run, you do need to be able to take a bit of a break.
Yeah, it's vital. A lot of my colleagues get really upset because I can take 40 winks just about anywhere at any time. Mm-hmm. But that's training. That's training your mind. And you need it. You really, really do. Because you walk out there sometimes. You know, as Lisa will tell you, I walk out there sometimes. You should say something. It's like, what show is this? Why is this? Where is this? But it's a wonderful time. The thing I love about Panto is I look out there and you see 5 generations of a family. Mm-hmm. And that's what makes it so beautiful.
Yeah, and Panto Day is all about celebrating the art form, and it's a very British thing. Yeah. But there are places around the world that do this. And have you been able to travel abroad, or have you all your Panto's been in the UK?
We did a little tryout, and I really hope to go back in Australia. Mm-hmm. That was because they're all British, but 2/3 of them have British roots.
Yeah,
so that kind of is there. It could work in other places, but it depends how you present it and what storylines you take. Because at Easter now, we're doing sort of Easter fables. Mm-hmm. So they would work if it's Beauty and the Beast or Robin Hood and that sort of stuff. So that would kind of work. And then introduce the Vopars very, very quietly in the background so they don't get too scared.
But with, say, Panto Day and the family of Panto, you've got an adoptive family for the 5-6 weeks of any Panto run. Yeah. And you've worked with Ian before, haven't you?
I've worked with Ian. This is my third time working with him, which is fantastic. I've never worked with Jules before. I worked with Gareth before. We did a Robin Hood
together. That was not Christmas one, though, was it?
No, that was one of those Easter fables that I talked about. He was Robin Hood and I was the Sheriff of Nottingham. So we had great sword fight. I choreographed a sword fight and twice... You nearly didn't have a Gareth Gates. He forgot to duck.
Easy enough to for these things to go wrong. But the audience would have loved it even more as long as you didn't spill blood.
Yeah.
But
as long as he won, they liked it. I mean, that's the only thing you've got to be, as a baddie, you've got to take that.
Yeah.
Got to do the walk down knowing you're going to get booed.
But again, it's building up that whole atmosphere of Panto. Yeah. And that's certainly something which works really, really well. And something when I came along to Press Night, that it was just a great atmosphere from all the audience because they want to enjoy a Panto.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And when you get such a good Panto as you have here, that helps.
It really does. And there are different genres of them. You know, if you get the axe and that sort of thing in there, it's a little bit different. This one is really traditional and it motors, you know, it really does. Once it starts, it just goes. And my job, really, in that first entrance, my feeling is, and I'm very sorry about this, those listening, watching, But my job is, if two or three kids are not taken out screaming their engine, I've done it wrong on my first entrance.
So you're there for that. But you say you've got the first entrance, you're on releaser at the top
Absolutely,
of the show.
Yeah.
And you're on so much during this one. Yeah.
I have to say that I get back up into the room here sometimes and I think, no, not this one. I'm belt all the way back down again because I've got the running order not in my head quite. That's the trouble when you're on and off and on and off like that. And I say more or less the same thing in slightly different order, which doesn't help.
Slightly either. Aggressively as well, which...
I don't know what you mean.
Mm-hmm. He's proper buddy. He's really good at being a baddie. But you're such a nice guy as well. And I don't want to give any spoilers away, but obviously things progress through the show for good old Flesh Creek.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
he's misunderstood.
Well, this is it. But you managed to get some great gags about the bill in there too. Sure. Obviously, you spent so long doing that. And how does it compare doing some of Panto to doing the bill? Because the workload must be fairly similar.
There is no comparison because mm-hmm. this is just out and out fun. Mm-hmm. Whereas with the bill, you know, it's great scripts, but I spent 98% of my time on the streets of London, which I loved.
Yep.
But you're coping with traffic and people going hello tone halfway through and taking all that sort of thing. And of course, the genres are very different. I'm very lucky that I've done just about everything within the stage and also film and TV. So I've been very, very lucky. But of course, they're different and you put different heads on yep. different things. A lot of people, you know, John Chalice came to see us yesterday, you know, mm-hmm. and he said, what a great Flesh Creep. And he was a Flesh Creep himself, you know, but I do play him as an actor would play Flesh Creep.
Yeah.
And I've known some mates in the bill that have wanted to do Panto, and they've come to me after and said, I can't do the baddie, I hate people booing me. And I said, well, there's no point in being a baddie then, go mm-hmm. and play another role, you know, yeah. that's what it's. If they're not booing you on the walk down, you're seriously misjudged.
Yeah, you can tell he loves it. You can tell he loves it. If you haven't been along yet, growntheatre.co.uk, get your tickets 01902 429212 on the box office. Come and see this guy, as well as the rest of the cast, but it's worth coming to see for you and your partner. And you get a song in this as well.
Well, a bit of a song, yeah. It's not I really, usually, because Tony Stamp's quite a nice character, people mm-hmm. I mean, he hit a lot of people, I have to say.
But they were all the baddies in that.
People seem to forget.
Yeah.
But
he wore a lot less green eyeliner than you.
What if you want to do the paperwork? That's basically why he hit him. It's far easier. But the thing that is, people then think he's going to be nice, and then when you come out and you aren't, that's the fun of doing the job that I do, playing those different characters. Mm-hmm. And normally the second half opener would be a big number for me, and I would normally be in black leather with the girl dancers. So I have missed out on this one.
Yeah. so have the audience, clearly. But
I do have to say at the end, when Ian walks forward and says, you know, what should we do with him? I don't want to give too much away, you know. The kids normally say, kill him. But bless them, there was a little row of ladies yesterday who said, we'll have him.
Adopt a Flesh Creep. Yeah, that sounds good.
That was lovely.
And as far as dressing room goes as well, because it's a big part of your panto, you're in dressing room number 4, so that's suitably important. We like that. It's a nice low number. And you started to make it your own. You've got your makeup kit out there.
Yep.
We've got some of your outfits hanging up just by the window as well. Mm-hmm. But do you tend to personalise it more as the run goes on?
If you want, I mean, I don't know how close you can get. But the box, obviously, because I play varied all through the year, so some mm-hmm. of it's just plays, but I mean, obviously, this is one of the biggest makeup jobs, but we all have to do our own makeups. Mm-hmm. And so there's hair, there's all sorts of stuff in there for beards and stuff. But in this little trinket box,
can we move this forward?
If I move it, it'll all fall out, you see, but I'll try and bring it forward. But in here, this is all stuff that's been given to me from various pantos that I've done by various artists. Mm-hmm. And who would you want a magic piece of string from?
I'm thinking of magicians. Paul Daniels would be a good one.
Tommy Cooper.
Tommy Cooper, even better.
I did Summer Season with Tommy Cooper, and that has now been with me for, 40 years? And whether I'm in plays or whatever, all this always comes out with me. There's stuff with my family as well. Mm-hmm. And it just tours with that. It's one of Laura's dolls that she had in her doll's house.
And
my daughter.
Yeah, and now it's part of your travelling kit.
It is, yeah. And the superstition of our job is very important to us. And I carry stuff because I do lots with the services. So mm-hmm. I have all sorts of little trinkets.
Patches and things, yeah.
That the services are giving me. And
your own Spitfire.
My own Spitfire. How
that's
about
the way
that?
It should be.
It was given to me by the RAF guys, and it's very, very... And that stuff is just lovely. And obviously lots of... police memorabilia that I don't carry around too much, but I have mm-hmm. lots of that.
I can imagine. The handcuff key being the important one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm sure the whole cast had one of those on the bill, but there we go. But I mean, it's great to see you as part of, yes, of the
it's
whole
great
Panto.
To be here. And a beautiful theatre.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is a beautiful. The thing about it is, you forget there's like nearly 1,800 people out there, mm-hmm. and it's so intimate. You can see everybody, you know, and you feel. I don't know why people sit in the box, to be honest, right? Because we just ignore them now. Because
I was remembering
Muppet
Pixar
lines that come in your head. And I do have to say, I don't know why. They do seem rather miserable in the box.
No, they're lovely people. I think we should throw
custard pies and stuff at anyone that sits in the boxes. Because they see us preparing, don't they? You can sort of see the wings. And there's not a lot we can do about, mm-hmm. about that, you know, so that they sort of see us semi-naked and things. But maybe that's why.
So now we know why they want to put you in the box. And wear your best pants for them. That's what counts. Great having a chat with you. Enjoy the rest of Panto
Thanks
Day.
You.
Break a leg for the next performance.
Thanks for coming up.
And it's be good to see you. Once again, grandtheatre.co.uk. Get your tickets for Jack and the Beanstalk or call the box office on 01902 429212. It really is a giant of a panto and well worth a look down here at the Grand Theatre.
Thank you very much.
In a moment or two's time, we'll have a chat with Dan O'Connor, but first, let's take a listen to some of his music. This is Don't Look Back.
Waiting by the bus door, but going nowhere. Your mind, it races back, you're breathing in the ocean air. When life was cheap, you were young and naive. When a promise was only made for keeps, while you left something don't look back now, you're on solid ground. But don't look back now, you gotta find your way, make it through somehow. Don't look back now, you're on solid ground. But don't look back now, you gotta find your way, make it through somehow and move along. The airport, but tongues don't speak. As tears tumbled down, he had to watch her leave. And losing friends, starting over again, trying to make some sense with paper and a pen, finding the letter you did not send. But don't look back now, you're on solid ground. But don't look back now, you gotta find your way, make it through somehow. Don't look back now, you're on solid ground. Back now, you gotta find your way, make it through somehow and move along. Hard, we forget who we are. Don't cover up those scars and don't you give up. No, don't you give up. Yes, yeah, sometimes life gets hard. We forget who we are. Don't cover up those scars and don't you give up. And don't you give up. No, don't you give up. And don't look back now, you're on solid ground. But don't look back now, you gotta find your way, make it through somehow. Don't look back now, you're on solid ground. But don't look back now, you gotta find your way, make it through somehow and move along.
every singer-songwriter wants to put together a Christmas classic. A gentleman who's doing his best to do that. We'll find out what he's doing in a moment of his time. Is Dan O'Connor, and he joins me on the line now. Hello.
Hello, mate.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm good, cheers, man.
So, you're all festive already, and you probably had to record this in June or something, didn't you, to get everything ready for market in time for Christmas?
Yeah, I wish we literally did it about 2 weeks ago, I think, just in time.
Oh, well, that makes it more fun, because it is all about you and this Christmas. So, tell us a bit about the song itself before we talk a bit more about your career.
To be honest, I just wanted to do a song to have a bit of fun for Christmas, because... To be honest, I write a lot of sad songs, so I thought this is an excuse to have fun with a song for a change. So I booked into the studio for the Wednesday. I had this song all ready to go, and on the Tuesday I literally realised it was absolutely rubbish. So the Tuesday night I had to write a brand new song ready for the Wednesday, and this is what I came out with, and I thought it was 10 times better than the other one. So yeah, we just went with that one, and...
Oh, well,
we had a good day making it.
So, and that's the thing, if you really concentrate in the studio, a full day in there is enough to do everything, overlaying and whatever else. So how does it work musically? Have you got session musicians in, or have you just multi-layered you on this track?
It was literally just me and Jamie, the guy that I recorded with, because he's unbelievable as a musician. He plays drums, bass, guitar, he sings, he does everything. So it was kind of between me and him. He played the drums and the lead guitar on it. And the bass, and then I played acoustic, the bells, and obviously vocals. And I think that was it. I think that's all we had. It was only six layers, I think.
Yeah, the sleigh bells were essential, though.
Yeah, definitely. You can't have a Christmas song without the bells, can you?
No, absolutely not. So tell us a bit about your career, then, because you've got loads of stuff out there on iTunes, but are they all sad songs, as you say?
I'm sad to say, yeah, I am that guy. I'm trying to have songs, but yeah, I kind of like, that's what music is for me. It's a bit like, I think like for a lot of people, it's a bit of an outlet when you're feeling a bit down about things. So that's what I tend to write about. But yeah, I think I've been doing it for about a year or two now. I've started really putting myself out there more this year, getting support slots for artists and things. So... Yeah, that's where I'm at the moment.
And you've been playing around the area and a bit further afield too, because I know you've done quite a few open mics and the like across the city.
Yeah, so that's how I started. I started doing the open mics in Wolverhampton, and then started branching out into Birmingham. And then I started going out busking in and around Birmingham. I went up to Liverpool. I went to Derby a few weeks ago. So I'm just trying to get out and about in as many places as I can now, and just try and get those support slots when they come along. It's pretty hard. It's pretty competitive. Everybody wants to get on the support slots for every gig there is.
Absolutely. There's lots to do out there. So what happens next then? Are you going to try and cheer up a bit so you don't have to always write some sad tunes?
I try and write happy songs. It just doesn't work.
Except for Christmas. Christmas works for you.
Yeah, do you know what? I've actually got a few Christmas songs that I've written, and one of them is actually really sad. I thought it was the best one, but I played it for a few people and they were like, no, that's too sad. So I went for the happy one. but yeah, so I've got a few more to record. Got a few more happy Christmas ones.
So we'll look out for those. That's probably going to be 2018 for them. You've got your festive offer now. It's called Christmas Time. So what was the inspiration for this, other than wanting a few sleigh bells on a tune?
Oh, man, I think that is literally it. I just wanted to do something happy for Christmas. So anybody that actually likes my music can smile for once when they're listening to one of my songs.
So this is for your friends, your family, and everybody else out there to have a great Christmas time. Dan O'Connor, give us your social media. How do people track you down?
It's pretty much Dan O.C. Music on everything. So facebook.com/DanOCMusic. Same with Instagram and the like. It's the same across everything.
Look out for it all on there. Get involved and look out for the next gig and come along and have a good time.
Wicked, thanks,
amongst
man.
The sad songs, but there we go. It'll all be fun, really. We're going to enjoy Christmas now. Dan, have a great festive period, and we look forward to hearing more from you in 2018.
Cheers, Jason. Thank you very much, man.
Gifts laid underneath the tree on this cold Christmas Eve. Hope Santa fills his feet. Well.
leave him some mince pies to get him through the night. I hope that's what he likes. We'll laugh with anyone and everyone, 'cause it's Christmas, Christmas time. Lift up those heavy shoulders. Christmas, Christmas time. Get back before it's over. Christmas, Christmas time. Lift up those heavy shoulders. Belt out some naughty holder. Now that winter's on the way, it's the time of year to play songs by Michael Bublé. And Jules Harlan counts us down, sing Auld Lang Syne so loud. Live for the here and now. We'll dance with anyone and everyone, 'cause it's Christmas, Christmas time. Lift up those heavy shoulders. Christmas, Christmas time. Get back before it's over. Christmas, Christmas time. Lift up those heavy shoulders. Belt out some naughty holder. Pretend we like the gifts we got. God knows I need all that deodorant and 20 pairs of socks. And we'll raise a glass for ones we love, because it's Christmas, because it's Christmas. Christmas, Christmas time. Lift up those heavy shoulders. Christmas, Christmas time. Get fat before it's over. Christmas, Christmas time. Lift up those heavy shoulders. Belt out some naughty holder.
We'll hear more from Dan O'Connor a little bit later on with more of his tunes.
There's a studio in Willenhall that is looking after musicians from across the area. To tell us more, Jamie Russon, hello.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
I'm good. I trust we find you well and all is going good down there?
Better than ever, mate. So, better than ever.
That's good. Tell us a bit about your studios then, where you're working at the minute.
Basically, it's based from home, but it's fully, you know, sort of fitted, fully fledged professional studio, soundproofed to a certain extent.
The neighbours don't mind too much, which is what counts.
Well, that's it. I mean, everyone I've had through the door, you know, said how good it is. I've even compared it to professional studios. And, you know, I've said that, you know, it's been better than some places that I've been to in the past. So, yeah, I'm doing well so far, you know what I mean?
Which is good. And obviously, these days, you can get really good results with some reasonably priced kit. And, yeah, multi-tracking, over-layering. And then it's about the talent that you put into it. And I know you can play multiple instruments and percussion, mm-hmm. So this comes in quite handy when you've got someone you're working with.
Well, that's it. You've got to have a creative flair as well as a producer. But a lot of time with a recording side, as long as you've got a decent sounding room with a good tuned instrument, with some good amps and preamps, the rest you can do in post, you know what I mean? As long as you get a good clean signal recording in, the rest is pretty straightforward, really.
Yeah, but it's just down the way you use what you've got then. And Moose's Music Hole is the name of your setup. And how on earth did that name come about?
That's just an old nickname from school, mate. It goes back. Yeah, it's Donkey's Old now. It's basically the name came from having booked teeth when I used to laugh, my front teeth used to stick out.
Dear.
So hence the name Moose, and also I was a bit of a clumsy one.
Yeah.
So we used to put the name Smooth in front of it as well, hence Smooth Moose. And I was obviously trying to think of a name, and one of my mates has decided to about Moose's Music Hall, and it just sounded too good not to use it, don't you know what I mean?
And it's one in the eye for all of those who were taking the mick a little bit as a kid, so you're showing them what you can do, which is the way we like it as well, so really pleased about that. And obviously, again, working with so many different people, you must be hearing such a great new sound on the music scene across the area at the minute.
Yeah, it's mad how much talent is actually within Willenhall, to be fair. I mean, a lot of the bands I've had have literally just been from down the road, and that as well. You know, they've been walking past and I've said, I've heard music coming from here, and I've really, you know, I've always wondered what it's, you know, what it is and what you've been doing here. but yeah, so some of the bands I've had have been, it's, you know, it's been insane, really, the sound of them. But, you know, for such young lads as well, you know, they're doing all right. So Willenhall is thriving, really, as far as you know, the music scene goes.
Well, it's good to know that that's going on. Good to know you're bringing that talent to the fore, and that yeah, the sounds that are coming out are sounding really good. Now, in a short while's time, we're going to hear from one of your people who's been working with you. That's Dan O'Connor, and we'll be having a chat with him about his music, and we'll be getting everything together from there and listening to his Christmas song. But was that quite a surprise when someone like Dan, who's working, you know, and he does tend to do quite slow numbers normally, came in and said, I want to do something festive?
Not really. I mean, you know, Christmas coming up. I've had a few artists contact me saying they want to come in and do some Christmas numbers and that. But with Dan, it was literally out of the blue. He just sort of messaged me. I hadn't heard from him for a while. Just says, yeah, I want to record a Christmas song. Because I know he's been trying to record some stuff himself as well from home. But obviously he wanted some more instruments going on it and that. And as you said, I'm a multi-instrumentalist, play a bit of everything really, to a certain extent. Jack of all trades, master of none.
not true. So, we know this. Not true.
That's it. Yeah. So yeah, but basically, come round and he just, you know, put some ideas out there, and then we just had a mess around. We spent a day on it, just, you know, throwing different ideas out, and yeah, in the end, came up with a really good, catchy sounding Christmas song. You know, I could quite easily put it up there with some of the greats, like. You know, that's just me and my opinion of it. But I think as a writer, he's, you know, he's done really well with it. Like, it's really, I could see it being like a TV advert or something similar to that. You know what I mean? But again, that's my opinion. I'm biased because, you know, I'll produce the record.
Yeah, you're
like,
part
you know,
of it, which is good. Well, we'll take a listen to that in about half an hour's time after we've had a chat with Dan in a bit. But meanwhile, how do we find out more about you and your studio? What do people do to get in touch?
You can go to www.missusmusichall.co.uk, or we're on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all that. But it's only £10 an hour, so it's pretty cheap, you know, studio time. Plus, we're always doing deals and offers and stuff. You can get it half price, you know. Currently, there's some flyers out in Wolverhampton and that, so if you know, if you ever come across one of those flyers, you can get it half price. That's 2 days for 100 quid. So, yeah, just, you know, the samples on the website, so, you know, by all means, go and have a listen, and if you like the sound, then come and book in with me.
Moose's Hall Music it is. Jamie Russon, thanks for joining us.
No worries, Jason. Thanks again, mate.
Let's take some more from Dan O'Connor there. This is Circles.
I'm tracing circles and lines upon your skin. Take my time, this fragile heart is wearing thin. My heart is racing a million miles an hour. My head is holding back to retain some kind of power. And I find comfort in these songs I try and write. This dark, damp world, they provide that bit of light. I spent my money on beer and cigarettes, but nicotine and alcohol could fix this mess. So I won't pretend to be alright. So I won't pretend to have the time of my life. Cause I'm tracing circles and they're going round and round. And we both know I'm lost with no chance of being found. I look beneath the surface for something that isn't there. Well, don't disturb the water when your vision is impaired. Cause love is blinding and it defo don't make sense. Well, the undiscovered sins are screaming out to make amends. So I won't pretend to be alright. So I won't pretend to have the time of my life. Cause I'm tracing circles and they're going round and round. And we both know I'm lost with no chance. Yeah, we both know I'm lost with no chance of being found. Being found.
That's Dan O'Connor with Circles. Crimes on the Christmas Express is calling at the Garrick right the way through until the 6th of January. I have from new old friends several of the cast. I haven't got all of them. Of the four, we're one missing. So where's Johnny hiding to begin with?
He's incredibly lazy, Johnny. Yeah. He only plays two characters in the show. We all play far more, and he's not turned up for the interview.
Shocking. I don't know. But what can you do?
If you're watching, Johnny, this is your P45.
Yeah, this is shocking. He won't do that again. I can tell you that much. Okay, so let's read the cast. We've got Durong.
Hello.
And we have Heather.
Hello.
And Fergus.
Hello.
Now, you two guys are officially new old friends, aren't you?
Yes.
And you've just basically been employed for the show.
I'm a hanger-on. Daron the hanger-on.
Daron's one of our oldest new old friends.
Yeah.
So we first worked with Daron back in 2010.
Yeah.
Back in 2010 on a sketch show. Mm-hmm. And we've been looking for an excuse to work with him ever since. And then this show came along and there were a series of roles that were just perfect for his skills.
Now, this kind of comes off the back of last year's production, because last year it was Crimes Against Christmas.
Yes.
And this was all very much surrounding And Then There Were None, the Agatha Christie style show. And that was rip-roaringly funny, hilarious throughout. The audience adored you, so you had to come back for more.
Well, that's very kind of you to say. Yeah, cheers. It was great. It was amazing. We had an incredible time last year. We're very lucky to be invited back again this year, and we're having a cracking time again, we're just very grateful to Litchfield and the Garrick, because it's co-production, so the Garrick are involved in the production of the show. And just very grateful to them for having us, really.
And it's one of those shows that this isn't a negative thing. Although it's obviously been written, it doesn't feel written as such, because it feels like it's got that energy as you're doing it that you could be doing it at the spur of the moment, but equally you know that there's so many good gags in it that it couldn't possibly have happened that way.
Yeah, I think, you know, I do the majority of the writing in inverted commas, but I'd say there's a decent chunk of what gets said each night that isn't necessarily in the script. More so some nights than others, but yeah. So no, our philosophy on making theatre is, if we're having a good enough time with the audience and playing off them, if the audience offer something up to us, we have to take it, use it and play with it, really. So we have a great time. And hopefully the audience come along and have a great time with us too. I'm talking quite a lot.
I think they do. Heather, your thoughts? Is he a nightmare when he's writing things? And
No, he's not at all. He just constantly reads out what he's written to me and says, "This is funny, right? This is funny." And then if I don't find it funny, then I have to be explained why it's funny. So that's always fun. But it's a joy.
Yeah, if Heather doesn't find something funny, it's not because it's not funny. It's just she hasn't got it yet. Yeah,
right.
That's
you're blaming,
what it is.
Blaming you for being slow.
Let's
ask an independent arbiter on this one. Yes. Is it all funny, Daron?
To me, it is. And there are still moments, you know, we've lived with the script since, I think, September, or perhaps even slightly before that, and because we had a week's workshop in September to kind of explore the script. And there are still jokes that, you know, when I'm backstage, tickle me so much, because Fergus is very clever. Mm-hmm. And apart from being very funny, and a lot of them are just sort of like, wow.
And misunderstood by Heather.
Yes,
Jason.
But you know, you kind of think, what was your thought process to reach that joke? It's brilliant. So,
the thing is, I've seen the show, and there are things that I want to talk about but don't want to give away. I think it's safe to say that the amount of snow that is thrown around in this is absolutely fantastic. Yes. And if I dare mention the way in which you carry cases as being hugely amusing, and one you have to come and see to understand that. But that is, I mean, it's just absolutely classically funny comedy, and it doesn't get old throughout the whole of the show.
Thank you very much indeed. Yeah, a lot of that comes from our fantastic director, Tim Ford, who is the outgoing director here at the Garrick. Mm-hmm. He's an incredibly talented man. And during that week that Daron's just referenced, he had us all learning how to lift each other safely and properly. And then we kind of just kept loading on top of that other bits and pieces. And then when the snow arrived,
we just kind of found more moments naturally in the chase scenes that we've got, and other moments during the show where there were just moments where either snow's mentioned or snow-like words are mentioned, where we just think, actually, that's another moment where we can completely just grab a box of snow and just
throw it at each other.
Almost, you know, like get your own back on each other throughout the show, really. It's a little bit like that.
Yeah, it's quite a long run, so you do have to find little games between one another. Yeah, hitting each other in the face with snow is one of those. That's quite fun.
We've horribly inhaled it at times, and it's really put us off during some scenes to kind of cough up some snow and carry on through the scene as well.
So it's not phlegm; it's purely bits of plastic and the back of the throat.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's better or not, but yeah, that's what it is.
I think the audience may be less disturbed if it lands on them as you cough, to be fair, that way. But there we go. But a fantastically funny show, and how on earth do you fit a multi-carriage train into the studio space at the Garrick? You wouldn't really have expected to be able to do that, but you guys carry it off, which is the crazy part.
We wanted a set that could do all sorts of things and change with us to represent different locations throughout the train and also outside the train as well. So with what we've got for our set, we wanted it simple but effective, and hopefully that's the effect that we're creating.
The other thing is the space in the studio it's a beautiful space to perform in, because the audience they're all around you. I think the furthest seat back is 5 rows back, despite the fact there's 150 odd people in there or something like that in there. You're always very close to the stage. But what that means is it wraps around you. So when you're on stage, there might be somebody actually sat kind of up and back to your left. And we were very aware this year, having spent some time here last year, we wanted to create a set that didn't only look good from one point of view. Whereas last year we had more of a traditional set where you look at it from the front and it looks great. You look at it from the side and maybe it looks a little bit less great. This year, without giving too much away, the way we create the trains and the way we create the different carriages is quite movable, so that we can play to all sides. And hopefully there isn't a bad seat in the house, which is great.
Certainly from my seat, it looked absolutely fantastic. Really, really well-produced show. These guys, the way they do the different characters, you would honestly think there's about 15 to 20 people you're watching on stage. Costume changes and all sorts. It's only the braces that may give them away, so watch for the braces. You'll work out who's who based on that. But come along and see The Crimes on the Christmas Express at the Garrick in Lichfield. Lichfieldgarrick.com is the website. 01543 412121, their box office number. Come along, grab yourself some tickets, and have a fantastic time in a full-on festive feel right the way through to the 6th of January. Thanks, guys, and have a great time with the rest of the show.
Thank you very much. Thank
you. Time for another song from our featured artist. This week it is Dan O'Connor, and this is his song, Emma Watson.
Summer ain't too far away, I'll tell you what to bring. I fantasize about catching waves with Emma Watson in my dreams, and it goes on and on, and it goes on and on. Well, at night I lay and wonder, well, life's like upside down. Would anyone forget me if I upped and left this town? I'm gonna pack my bags, do what I do, move somewhere far away. I'm gonna drink some rum and catch some sun, drink more till I get laid. Because summer ain't too far away, I tell you what to bring. Fantasize about catching waves with Emma Watson in my dreams, and it goes on and on, and it goes on and on. And I won't stop for regrets or the mistakes that I've made, 'cause life's too short, and before too soon I'll be face down in a grave. I'm gonna pack my bags, do what I do. Move somewhere far away. Gonna drink some rum and catch some sun. Drink more till I get laid. Because summer ain't too far away. I tell you what, spring. I fantasize about catching waves. Then my Watson in my dreams. And it goes on and on. And it goes on and on. And we'll scrimp and we'll save. And we'll wish life away until before you know it, it's over. Yeah, we'll scrim and we'll save. And we'll wish life away until before you know it, it's over. Well, summer ain't too far away. I'll tell you what to bring. Fantasize about catching waves with Emma Watson in my dreams. And it goes on and on. And it goes on and on. Summer ain't too far away. I tell you what to bring. I fantasize about catching waves with Emma Watson in my dreams. And it goes on. On, and it goes on and on.
Dan O'Connor performing his tune Emma Watson here on the Milk Bar.
Old Peking can be found on stage at the Literal Garrick through to the 6th of January. I have some of the cast of Aladdin with me here. Lizzie Wofford, Sam Raybone, Ben Thornton and Ian Billings.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. We'll start at this end on the ground. Do you want to start that end?
I don't mind. Where do you want to go?
We'll start
in the middle if you want.
We've got royalty on either side, you see. This is what it is.
Yes. Charming.
So...
You're in charge of the interview. You decide exactly where you want to go.
When it's a panto interview, you're never in charge of the interview. That's the way it works.
Take control. Be manly, be masterful.
We'll do what we can. Okay, first of all, Ian.
Hi.
From Wolverhampton.
Yes.
And now find yourself in China.
I am.
And an emperor. You seem to be getting quite a lot of these royal roles.
Do you think I'm being typecast as the royalty type?
I think so. I think it's the posh glasses that do it.
I was king last year. I was King Crumble. What was I? No, I was King Herbert last year in Sleeping Beauty. But this year we are in Peking. As you can see, this wonderful array of scenery from downtown.
Cuthbert.
Beautiful
Peking.
Cuthbert.
Oh, that took you a while.
Yes.
But remembered where you were last year, which is good.
And I'm here now, I think, in Peking, enjoying a wonderful, wonderful pantomime season with all three of these people here.
They're all great, aren't they?
They're marvellous.
You're hardly on at all.
I'm very happy about that. I've got about an hour off in the middle. So I've done lots of crosswords.
He is, to be honest with you.
It's just a fellow who turns up with a pointy hat.
I pop in at the end and wave.
No. I don't think I'm in any scenes with him. We just occasionally pass in a corridor.
You lucky devil.
But you do feel, as we pass, you do feel my underpants, don't you, as we go past? Which are prop underpants, I have to add, not just normal underpants.
They're prop underpants that he wears on his head, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And you have a little rub as she goes past. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, your underwear aside. Move to the side, we'll talk to the rest of the gang.
This is Ben.
Ben, hello.
Hey, how are you?
AKA wishy-washy for the whole period.
Yeah.
And it must be great spending your entire festive time in madness like this.
It's great. Yeah, it's great. So we were here last year in Lichfield. In fact, Ian was here as well.
Yep.
So it's nice now because, you know, a few of the audience know us and obviously we know the city. So it's
lovely.
You
know the curry houses. Which
we know the curry houses, the Chinese houses, the public Italian houses.
And but, you're barred from most of those.
Oh, when I'm with Sam, maybe. Barred. But
only if it's as much as you want.
but generally it's lovely. We love being back. We love panto here and... we're having lots of fun.
And another great panto. I mean, fantastic last year. And I get the impression that you two boys enjoy your slapstick.
What gives you that idea?
The mess that you make on stage every night, including into the audience.
Well, sometimes, sometimes into the audience.
We do warn them.
By mistake.
But we do warn them that they're not safe sat there. It's not like they haven't been given a prior warning. Mm.
Yeah, but when they bought the tickets, they thought they were going to be
no,
okay.
No, you never book a front row seat of a pantomime, knowing that you're going to be safe. You always, you come with the prior knowledge acknowledge that the front row is not a safe place to sit.
You're probably as much a protagonist in this sort of stuff anyway. Oh,
I didn't do anything, mate. What? Yeah. I'm nowhere near.
We know
the
what he's
routine.
Like. We do know what he's
I
like.
I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but great fun. And again, Sam, great to have you back.
Thank you. It's great to be back.
A widow twanky this year.
I am.
And Ben doesn't know where to stand now.
No, he's shuffling behind.
Go, move
you,
over there.
You shuffle into
I'll
the middle.
That's it. And some fantastic outfits for you.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I mean, I spend most of the year, so from the time we know what we're doing, I spend most of the year figuring out what I'm going to wear. So half of the stuff is actually mine. So dames come with their own wardrobe. So I'm wearing, this is my own design, my own badger. This is actual...
punk badger.
I know, if you feed it a saucer of milk, it'll come back to life, this. It's beautiful.
It's really animated.
But yeah, so the noodle box, if you've seen the show, that I had that commissioned for me about 5 years ago, and... I've seen people trying to steal my noodles, and they
really?
Shouldn't steal my noodles. It's my noodle box.
It was popular as well. Again, every outfit you come on, the kids are loving it, and they're ooing their R-ing, and the parents
are
giggling.
I'm a fashion setter, what can I say? People walking around in noodle boxes for the next year.
And that hair.
Well, I mean, this hair, I wake up this morning, and I thought, what shall I do? I'll get the ship's lacquer out, and I'll put in a little bit of lacquer in there. Mm-hmm. And this is what I came up with. But it's hard looking this beautiful, this naturally.
I don't have any makeup on, and no. I look so great.
You've got, okay, you, Ben, Ben you have an awful lot of makeup on. You've got more than even Billings has got on, but there we go.
Billings has got his comedy nose on.
Oh, let's move down one.
You
again.
Again, yes, yeah. It's Tetris.
Hello.
Hello.
Tell us about you.
I am the spirit of the ring. I am the one of the genies in the show.
That's a good job, though, isn't it?
It's a great job.
Granting wishes.
I get to grant wishes. I get fire. I occasionally get tacked by sparks from pyrotechnics. It's very exciting.
And that outfit is fortunately not flammable.
Not flammable. Fully flambarded, because I do, if you've been to see the show, you'll see we've got fire in the show, which is very, very cool and very exciting, but slightly worrying when you've got hair as long as mine.
That's actually what happened to Ian.
Have it all back. That's, yeah, no, that is what happened to Ian.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think Ben might be going that way as well. So. But a great time, and again, you get to be popular with the kids.
Yeah, and it's lovely to be back home in my home theatre doing that, and you know, being at home and getting people kind of who know me from a long time ago. I've got a lot of old school friends coming to see it as well, which is really, really exciting.
Well, it is a fantastic show and great set. And I think the important thing is there are lots of good jokes all around the set, even including the ones that you get to tell as well.
Yeah.
But we'll let you come along and look for all of this stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
But have you got a favourite pun that's on air then?
Yeah, loads.
Oh, go on, Ian, go on.
Carpet tiles. Oh, that's not really a pun, is it? Projectiles.
Projectiles. That's a joke.
Panty your panda, I guess. Yeah. It's quite a funny little pun.
But it's all worth a little look. Yeah, that's without these guys on stage as well. They do a fantastic job of it. You can come along and see them at the Literal Garrick through until the 6th of January. 01543 412121, their box office number. Or
very good. Fist pump.
Boom. Litchfieldgarrick.co.uk to get your tickets online.
Yes. Very good.
You've got .com as well. Have you got both?
.com.
Oh, hang on.
You did well with the numbers.
I'll do phone numbers and just web addresses. No, a bit of a nightmare. But have a great time.
Thanks
over Christmas.
Us.
And enjoy the rest of the panto and break
Merry
a leg.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas.
Pip, pip. Toodaloo. Ciao for now. Bye now. Happy New Year.
Dinner time.
Your
lunch, come on.
I'm just going to be left here in Peking now, aren't I?
Well,
there we go.
Well done. Well done, everybody.
Right. Time for one final tune from Dan O'Connor before we finish the show. This is Take a Chance.
I never expected this. Homeless flirtation turned to a kiss, cause you're not usually my type. Still I want you so bad, not just for one night. She invited me out for a smoke. Now I don't usually book, I won't say no. We could put this down to those shots. We can't escape the fact you're smoking hot. No. Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa, whoa, whoa. 'Cause you could be my hard, girl, I'll be your man. All I'm asking is you take a chance on this romance. Stepped out on the street, you were frozen. We ended up back on my mate's sofa. With ice cold feet, you snuggled into me. Side by side, like bits of cutlery. Is you take a chance on this romance? Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, whoa, oh, oh. 'Cause you could be my girl, I'll be your man. So come on, let's have another dance. All I'm asking is you take a chance on this romance.
Once again, that's Dan O'Connor. Fantastic tunes from him. I'm sure we're going to hear more of your head through next year. And we'll enjoy more of his music, probably produced over at Moose Hole Music with Jamie and Will and Hall. That's your lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us back next week in episode 444. We'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar, yeah.